Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to continue and conclude the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin, as well as begin the 9th parak of Maseches Erevin. So the last mission of the 8th parak continues our discussion of pouring out water into a chatzar. It's less than 4 by 4 amos, which is usher to do unless you have a cesspool to catch the water. So, if you have two top floors of two buildings that are opposite each other, and there's a chatzar that's less than 4 by 4 amos in between them, miksasan asu uka, and some of the people who live on one side of the chatzer made an uka, they made such a cesspool, umiksasan la asu uka, and some of them on the other side, meaning the people on the other side, didn't make a cesspool. So then the halach is, esha asu uka mutarin, the people who made a cesspool are allowed to pour their water onto the floor of the upper floor so that it falls into the cesspool that's in the chatzer. Vesha la asu uka asurin, but the people who did not make a cesspool are not allowed to pour their water into the chatzer on Shabbos, even if they do it indirectly, because they might just carry the water down into the chatzar and pour it directly into the cesspool, and then they would be in violation of carrying in the chatzar sheina mureves. Meaning, this is a different halacha, really, than we've been learning previously. Up until now, we've been talking about pouring the water midin hotza'a of the water from a rishos hayachid to rishos harabim. Now, that's not the conversation. The conversation is even to move it from your house, to pour the water from your house into a cesspool, which is also Rishos HaYachid, but if it's not part of the same Rishos HaYachid, so then it's like you're carrying in a chatzer She'enu Me'ureves. So if only one of the neighbors, one side of the street, actually made a cesspool that's part of their Eruv, so it's part of their Eruv, but it's not part of the Eruv of the people across the street. And that's the halacha in this last Mishnah. Now we move on to Perek Tes. Now there is an Isser, Midrabanan, of carrying from a house to a Chatzar, unless you have an Eruv, because it resembles carrying from Rishos Yachad to Rishos Rabim. So the way to make a house look like a different Rishos than the Chatzar is that the house is owned by one person and the Chatzar is owned by other people, or the house is used by the people who live there, whereas the chatzar is used by other people. So our Mishnah talks about the halachos of carrying between different rishuyos hayachid that are owned by different people, but they're not really used so much. So kol gagos ha'ir rishos achas. All of the rooftops of a city are considered one rishos, even though they're roofs of houses that are occupied by different people. So since the rooftops, people don't really use the rooftops, they're not considered to be a separate rishos from one another, meaning we're assuming there's like attached houses. They have attached houses, so it's all one straightforward roof. So you're allowed to carry from one rooftop to the other. You don't need an Eruv in between them. Even though the houses, if you were to carry from the houses underneath to the other houses underneath, you would need an Eruv. As long as one roof is not 10 tefachim higher or lower than the neighboring rooftops, it's just pretty more or less straight, flat roof. Div Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's shita. So v'cham mamrim kol echad ve'echad rishos b'fnei atzma. V'cham disagree, and they say that no, each rooftop is its own separate rishos, and just like you're not allowed to carry from the houses beneath those rooftops to each other, you're also not allowed to carry from one rooftop to the other. Rabbi Shimon Omer, third shita, echad gagos ve'echad chatzeros ve'echad karpefos. Not only rooftops, but even chatzeros and even karpefos, which are areas that you close off, but they're not hukaf l'dira. They're not surrounded by walls for the sake of dira, like you have a lake or something that you put a fence around the lake. So it's a karpef, but it's not hukaf l'dira. You don't live in the lake. So rishus achas, they're all considered one rishus, because as long as it's not used regularly by people, it doesn't require an eruv. L'kelim sheshav sulutochan, but that's only as far as kelim that when Shabbos started were in those areas. V'lo l'kelim sheshav sulutochabayis, but those kelim that were in a house when Shabbos started, then you're not allowed to take to one of these, let's say, gagos or karpifos, and then carry from one to the other. Meaning, you're allowed to, if you have a gag that's part of that same rishos, you're allowed to take it from your house to your gag, but then you're not allowed to take it from that gag to a neighboring gag. If it started Shabbos on top of the roof, yeah, then in a chinami, then you can go and carry it from one gag to a neighboring gag. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that if you have two top floors across the chatzar from each other, but one of them, on one side of the street, they made an ukah, they made a cesspool, and the other side of the street, they did not make a cesspool, so the ones that made a cesspool are allowed to pour their wastewater out into that cesspool, but the ones on the other side of the street are not allowed to, because that's like carrying in a chatzar sheinemu revis. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that all of the roofs of the city are three shittos about whether we consider roofs of different homes to be the same rishus. So Reb Meir's shita is that all of the roofs of a city, as long as they're basically on the same level, not 10 tefachim higher or lower than each other, are all considered one rishus. You carry from one to the other. The Chacham said, no, they're not. They're, you know, they're just like the houses beneath them are not one rishus, they are not one rishus. And then Reb Shimon said that it's not only roofs, even chatzeros and karpefos are also one rishus, but that's only as far as the kalim that started Shabbos in those places. But if a kli started Shabbos in a house, then you're not allowed to carry from there to the roof, and from the roof to the neighboring roof. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.